What you're hearing is Hardie Fiber Cement Siding living up to its reputation as the siding that handles hail impact with ease. James Hardie knows how important a reputation is, especially when you're a contractor. That's why Hardie siding withstands severe weather better than vinyl siding, with styles to match its strength. So you can be sure you're providing your clients with the best. Protect your reputation with exterior products by James Hardie.
Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the reel of reality TV. I just want to share my thoughts real quick, and I want to know what you guys think in the comments section. There's a lot going on social media, a whole lot more going on social media than has gone on Love and Marriage Huntsville. Even though I'm not watching the show, I can tell that there's not much going on, and it's right now in like a mid-season hiatus, and it's supposed to be coming back either in October or November. I don't know. Either way, it's just a lot of messiness, and I feel like it all comes down to Martell Hotel, Arion's baby wife Holt, and Carlos King. And that's sad because Melody's been doing some lives. I haven't been catching all of them, but I've definitely been seeing people who have been sharing it and seeing some of the commentary. And I was listening to a couple of videos that Empress Radio did when I was multitasking, as I always am. But apparently, it's looking like it's allegedly Stormy has been friends with Arion Coleslaw all along. And the term friend, you know, we know that that really doesn't mean a whole lot when it comes to a lot of people, but yet and still, even if they aren't best friends, the fact that they either were at one point friends or they still are communicating, acquaintances, whatever, that's low down if that is indeed true. So Melody was basically, she didn't come out and say it, but she was trying to figure out who with a Mississippi area code was texting a phone that she had for her son, as if that person was texting Arion, because apparently this loser chick has been using her son's phone, which alone is just like, are you freaking kidding me? So text messaging the phone as if you're texting Arion and talking about Melody, allegedly. Wow. Coming from the person who, when she first came on the show, she was trying to be Melody's bulldog. I mean, we remember the scenes. Like, I've been going to do it for months and months, but honestly, my life has just been crazy this year. So squeezing in something else like that at the time, it just hasn't been possible. But I am going to get around to doing it, which is going back to watch the old seasons, because I don't mind watching that, but I'm not going to add to the ratings of the new. And I wanted to share my thoughts on those old seasons to get to where we are now. But she was definitely trying to be Melody's bulldog in a few episodes in that first season that she was on. And then it was just like she flipped. And so what has been insinuated now is that apparently, allegedly, when it comes down to the money and the contract negotiations, people have been having batteries put in their back to possibly come at Melody for the sake of the ratings. And here's the thing. I do feel like if that is indeed the truth, and that is something that has been insinuated by production, Carlos King and his, you know, his crew, it's personal and business. One, I believe that it would be personal, because if you recall, when Carlos King had his first live podcast, it was in Huntsville, Alabama. And I said back then that I feel like he used Melody because he knew that she had a large fan base and people were going to come out there not to see him, but to see her. And the thing about the live podcast tour that he was doing, even if that's still a thing, I don't know, because I think he's had like three so far there, DC, and wherever he did his at for when Teresa Giudice was the guest. I don't recall and don't really care because I don't like her anyway. But I don't care for him. So, you know, both of them is like, I would never want to see either of those two. But I'm just saying, I felt like he used Melody because he knew that she had a very large fan base and it would get those tickets sold. But he didn't really like her. This is my feelings. I'm not saying that he never liked her, but I feel like he's one of those people that he wants to be seen as the one that has helped this little person, Melody. This is what I'm thinking he was feeling about her. Not saying, because obviously she was doing her thing and that's how she got noticed and even got the opportunity to catch his attention and come up with this concept for this show, which she really wanted to be about real estate. But thankfully, because the Bible says that God will take what the enemy meant for evil and make it work out for your good. And I truly stand on that because that has been my life. And I believe that things that I'm going through, God's going to turn it around and make it work, you know, work out for my good. But I'm saying that to say, and I talked about this in a previous commentary too, that I believe that even though this concept, the way it was switched, was messy, and it showcased a lot of Melody's, you know, messy marriage to the messy ex-husband, it worked out for her to get the strength and the courage to leave that situation. Because had it not been, I'm not saying she would not have left him, but who knows if she would have, and if she did, if it would have been when she did. Because those HGTV type shows, they don't really showcase the personal life at all. If anything, it's just like little quick clips. Like if you watch Married to Real Estate with Egypt Sherrod and her husband, you don't really see a whole lot about their personal life. It's about the homes being renovated and the value and all that other. It's about real estate, really. It's not about their marriage. So he flipped it to be something messy. So it wound up working out for Melody's good. But I believe that he had no idea that she was going to grow as much as she did. And I don't think he really likes it. I think he wants people, because this was something that he did. It wasn't like he was just an employee or an independent contractor or whatever his titles were when he was working with VH1 and Bravo. Because this was his, I feel like he wanted everyone to pretty much stay underneath him and he be the puppet master. And because it's not looking like it's that way anymore, at least with her, I don't think he really likes it at all. So I do feel that if that is indeed true, where people were directed to, okay, if we're going to pay you more money, you're going to have to come for the head honcho, the queen bee, and that would be Melody on that show, like it or not, that's what it is. I think that's extremely just messy. But again, I think it's one business, because it would be, he would think, good for his show and the ratings or whatever, but too personal, because I do believe that he likes Martell more than Melody. I truly do believe that, because when he was trying to do this little PR tour with Martell to try to help, scrub his image so that his business ventures would become successful, which they have not been. his wine and his other stuff, that, like, what happened to all that stuff? I don't care, but really, what happened to it? People weren't buying it. People knew that he was a psychopath, and women would be his main target, and they weren't falling for it. So if that was indeed true, like Melody was insinuating that people were supposed to come for her, I could see it being the truth. And I definitely could see it being a personal and a business decision on Carlos and production's part. And that's just straight up, It's weird. It's weird energy because he has shown himself on the first episode of the season where he's doing a FaceTime with her to check, so-called check on her after she had Martell arrested. And he just wanted camera time. You know, like the fact that that was even on camera, it to me, it just exposes more and more of who he is. He does his blogging thing on YouTube. He loves to be heard. He loves to be seen. He is an attention whore, in my personal opinion. And I truly believe that he doesn't like the fact that he doesn't really care for Melody's glow up. She's glown up. And having the exposure being on the show has really helped to boost her image and her career. And he loves to take credit for everything. I love to make stars. Well, do you really? Do you really like to make stars? And the other people, whether they were provoked or they were encouraged or low-key, you sign this contract that you're going to get paid this amount of money, you're going to have to come for Melody. That was not something that seemed to be very hard for them to do, because if they were really friends like that, then it wouldn't be about, well, okay, let's do this, and being, you know, their messy selves. And it's just not working out the way that he had hoped. The ratings are low. People have boycotted the show. I was just like, I can't watch Martell and just seeing how he is, to the fact that he still has the opportunity to be on the show, even though I haven't been watching this season. I don't think he's been in many episodes. If he has been in more than a couple, you let me know in the comments, but I don't think that he has been. So I don't know if that's his way of being punished for what he did, but the fact that he's still on the show at all, you know, and the fact that I've heard rumblings of possibly if Melody leaves, then that would chart the course for his baby mama to be on the show. And I just am not here for that either. I don't care if he and Melody are no longer together. I don't believe that any chick like that, who really always wanted to be on TV, deserves the opportunity to be on at least that show. If she wants to get on some other ratchet mess that they might have on Zeus or something like that, then go ahead, get on one of those baddie shows and get your ass beat down, because honestly, you deserve it. But I'm just saying, I am not here for it. And if that is indeed the case, where Stormy has been communicating with Arianne, if that's true, that's just low. It's just low. And for them to have their contract negotiated on the terms of, well, you can't be afraid, you have to come for Melody in order to get paid more coins, that is weird too, because it's like, why? Like, seriously, why? Hasn't she been through enough being on that show? And I don't care. Some people could say, well, she chose to be on that show, she brought her business on. Whatever. That old argument, it's really old and it's lame and it's tired, you know? Because she was the one, when she initially was going to do it, backed out to say, no, you know, I found out my husband's still cheating on me. I don't think that I want to do this again. She didn't just come full force on here and say, you know what, I'm going to put all my business on French Street and let's just be on the show. She really wanted to present a healthy, happy marriage. She tried. She did try. So anyway, guys, if that's true about Stormy and Carlos and him, you know, possibly trying to prop Stormy up to become whatever, the takeover queen or whatever, I don't know. It's just a lot. But again, people do stuff like this. People do. They like you one day and then the next minute they don't. And you're just trying to figure it out. And it's really nothing that you have done. It's just something that is within them. I've seen it and I've experienced it. So I'm not speaking about what I don't know. You can let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.